Thursday Holly came and talked to Monday Holly and was like, hey, this is Thursday Holly, and she's going to be real happy if you have this done instead of pushing it off to Thursday when you want to start, when you've got other things that need to get done.
Thursday and it's getting, Holly is pushy.
Thursday Holly is a bit of a bee.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 100 of Designer Cornbread.
100 episodes. I'm really proud of us.
I mean, we've stuck with it.
To be honest, we've stuck with it. I read a stat when we first started that was like most podcasts that start don't make it to 10 episodes.
Oh, well, we cleared that.
We cleared that hurdle.
We got there.
We cleared that. Like, what's her name in the Olympics? What's her name? Shakiri Jackson? What's her name? Anyway, I'll get it wrong. We cleared that hurdle.
That's right.
Yeah, but I was like, well, look at us. Look at us sticking with it. So I'm sure everyone is
so
real happy for us.
I do have a request for the podcast. Mm-hmm. Someone, I won't mention any names, but they live in Minnesota and maybe closely related to my husband, would like you to give more designer tips.
Oh. Oh, mm-hmm. Okay.
Haha, you're in the hot seat, not me.
Oh, dadgummit. Thanks, Donna.
She said she has, oh, you said the name. No. She said she has lots of questions. I was like, post.
Well, ask me a question. That would be great. If you ask, because just to be like, give me a tip. I know some stuff, but I feel like it's all just really basic and I don't know.
So here's what I'll tell you, because that's how I feel with cooking is, why people always ask me stuff. And I don't think, and I have a lot of adults who are like, will you teach a cooking class? Will you do, and I'm like,
right. And you're like, what would I
just feel real awkward about it because it's what I do. So it's real easy.
Yes.
For me. And I know all this, but it's not for other people.
Exactly right. And I get that, but it's hard. That's what I feel exactly the same way. So it's kind of hard to like give a tip. I mean, I feel like the tip, you're right. I can do more of that. Questions would be great. Like give me a question and my brain can maybe come up with something or some ideas or a direction to send you. So that would be, I'm open for inquiries.
Maybe they should even like send a picture of a room and say, what would you do?
They could do that.
I'll go first.
Okay. Wait a minute. Hold on. I need to go first in my own house. So I'm trying, but yeah, no, that would be a lot of fun because there are a lot of easy things. I mean, that again, I think are easy. I will always point you guys if you, in all honesty, if you want a good kind of a primer or a really easily digestible, I've talked about it a million times on here before, the Nestor, Michaelyn Smith, her books. I can't remember the name of the first one. I don't have her first one, I don't think, but okay, I'm really good. I know the names. I just got her recent one, which was 100 Rules, House Rules. It's called House Rules. And it's a big, beautiful book, but it goes through 100 quote-unquote rules. And her philosophy is like, know the rules so that you can then break the rules beautifully. Like, you don't have to stick with things. The idea is to have a home and a room that work really well for you, that function really well, and that look beautiful. And there are some principles that help with that, or help rooms look more, I'll use the word high end, but I don't mean that, like more, just more stylized, like more kind of like you've really done some styling and it's really
like a easy. Designer has come into your room and fixed it.
Yeah. And it's very,
but
it's
you didn't
not,
pay for it.
But you didn't pay for it. So in your own brain. So I would really, and again, I'm happy to do, when I first read her books, I didn't know anything about her. I think I heard her on a podcast. This was years ago. And the thing that I love, and this is going to sound like I'm tooting my own horn, and I don't mean to, because that's one of the last things I like to do. But reading her books, I felt like she got what is in my head. She was saying in good writing, in good words, in good, the things that I have been taught myself through my dad. My dad's a designer, so you know, it's not a big surprise, but those principles and those things that, and she just puts them into words so beautifully, so accessibly. So again, I'm happy to give my two cents for stuff, but also if you're really wanting some good books, her second one is called, I've got a house one, and then I've got one that's like Seasons, that's really, really, really good. Any of her books, just go to the bookstore, go to Amazon, grab it, and it will really, and she, you can kind of go through one room if you want at a time and apply these principles. And it'd be a lot of fun, but I'm happy to stand in for her, and she doesn't even know who I am, but she should, because we get along really good. Michael Lynn.
You would be best friends.
We would know if she really is. She's kind of introverted like me. So yeah, I think we could hang, but, anyway.
Well, great, speaking of, input, I don't know if you saw this or not. I think you probably did. I think it went to you. Did you see that you got an email from an old friend a couple of weeks ago?
And I did.
I keep forgetting. Okay.
I did. I saw that. Yep. I saw that through Designer Cornbread. Yep. I got it. I got back to her. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. She was my music teacher and drama teacher in high school.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Awesome. It's good to hear from her. So, yeah. What else you got going? How was your first week of students coming?
The first week of school.
Did you get that meme I sent you about where it's like, I'm fighting some powerful demons, and then it's like the principal, stop, I wish you'd stop calling your students demons.
I don't think I saw that.
Oh my gosh.
I did not. Like, I had to go back and look through my
stuff. Yeah, you'll have to go look at it. I'm fighting, there's some powerful demons I'm fighting out here today. Principal, I wish you'd stop calling the students demons.
Maybe kind of accurate. No, okay. Really. So it's turned out, I've got some really good kids, and even some that, you know, that I was kind of worried about. You always have some that you're like, I don't know, but I think they're going to work out just fine.
Awesome.
So, but no, it's just that. And for me, it's you end the year and you know all of your kids really well, and everybody's working together, and they know what to do, and they know where stuff is, and they know how to do it. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, boom, you got a brand new semester, and you don't know your kids, and they don't know what's going on, and they don't know. And it's a whole restart over and over and over and over.
Yeah, that would be tough to get that restart every semester. That would be.
So it is. And it's not just that, but it's all this beginning. Like, you got to go over all the rules. You got to do the drills. Like today we had a lockdown drill. Then we had a fire drill. And, you know, it's just all the technical stuff that's the beginning of the year. And I mean, it is. You have to do it. And you have to go through all that. But it's just like, okay, let's get, you know, I'm ready for my routine.
Right.
You know,
and that'll start this week.
Well, so today we did.
This
we,
is the first.
We had this is the first. Well, Friday was the first day with everybody in the school.
All right. Okay. That was
and
first.
And then today is the, you know, it'll be the first full week that we have everybody in school.
Mm-hmm.
So today we started safety, and we'll spend a couple days on safety. That's not a big, huge deal. And then we'll get into sanitation.
Okay.
And sanitation is a big, huge deal.
Right. Cause they have to pass that or else they can't. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Okay.
So we have all of that.
Okay.
And then hopefully we'll be through with, SurfSafe and all of that kind of stuff by the end of August, I'm hoping. And we'll get into our.
And then by September. Okay. You can be raring to go and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you'll get there. That is hard to kind of have a new, to have to start over every time, but you're a pro. You can do it. Hey, speaking of which, I had a question that might be kind of too late for, since schools are starting, but I guess it's never really too late. You're in the first couple weeks and some schools start later. I didn't know if you had any good, like, Just little teacher gift ideas. Like what are things that teachers really, you see all kinds of cute stuff and all that, and whatever's great. I think they appreciate anything, but I didn't know if you had any what's the scuttlebutt around there? Do people do teacher gifts for your age of teachers? Maybe that's more elementary
sometimes.
School.
It really is
probably more elementary school.
But sometimes some of my kids will give me a little something. Mm-hmm. Look, a candle. They get, you can always use
right.
A candle. Mm-hmm. One of my kids gave me, well, for me, because I'm culinary, gave me a little apron, and
thoughtful.
That was thoughtful.
That is thoughtful.
But really what I think the best thing, because teachers don't make a lot of money, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's, mm-hmm. They don't have a lot of extra spending money kind of thing. So like gift certificates to restaurants, because mm-hmm. you come home, I mean, after, depending on the day, depending on what's going on, I mean, I've come home some days, I'm like, I can't move. I cannot move, right. Especially for me, but I would think every teacher with, but after I've been cooking and cleaning all day.
And especially at the start of the year, like when you don't have your teacher legs back, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't
yeah.
have your standing yeah. up back, your back yeah. hurt. Like it takes, when I worked retail, I mean, it takes a week or two till you kind of get yeah. that back. Yeah. So,
yeah. Okay. And I say that now that we've had, 2 months off that nobody else gets, but.
No, it's not a complaint. It's just a reality. You're saying that's something that would be helpful.
It is. Yeah. There are just times and especially I would think with little children too. Mm. I mean, I don't know. It's across the board because you deal with different things with, elementary, it would be Miss Shank, Miss Shank, Miss Shank, Miss Shank, Miss Shank. I mean, it would be constant mm-hmm. people needing you and pulling
yeah.
at you
yeah.
and all of that. And then you get to middle school. By the time you start getting into middle school and high school, you're dealing with a whole array of emotional problems now.
Right. It's more psychological. That's what I always say. It's more emotional, psychological stuff.
And that will drain you.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's something, you can't just leave your work at work. You can say you're going to, mm-hmm. but when you come home, you bring all that with you mm-hmm. because you've got kids that you're going, are they safe? Mm-hmm. Are they safe tonight? Mm-hmm. Do they have food tonight? Do they have, and you can't help it. And you mm-hmm. can't save every child, I mean, you can't. And so you worry about all that stuff. So, mm-hmm. And that's a draining. Mm-hmm. It's just draining. So like giving a teacher a night that they don't have to cook mm-hmm. and clean. I mean, that's huge.
That is huge. Huge. I think I saw one thing on, somebody on Instagram was posting, they do, this was really simple. They even call it, they're like, or they put a little tag on it. They're like, here's dinner tonight. And it's literally uncooked spaghetti, mm-hmm. a thing of spaghetti sauce, you don't have to refrigerate or something, but some little something else with it, a little Parmesan or something. And like, here's your dinner tonight. Just in case you got to your first night of school and you're like, I really don't know. What's
I have
happening.
No idea what you people
noodles,
are doing.
And I've got some
it's
sauce.
Huge. Now, and on the flip side, I will say, don't buy a bunch of knickknacks.
Mm. I mean, okay, that's good advice.
They've got stuff, especially little. Now, there are some things that are fantastic, but especially little signs that say, greatest teacher in the world. Mm. Y'all, I'm not putting that out. Mm, I'm not putting that out. I mean, for me, some people like that, but for me, I'm like, I'm too. And then that sounds, I'm a super
it's
humble
a lot
genius.
To put that out. No, it's a lot
no,
to put
I
that
mean,
out.
No, but
I'm
not that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say that I'm the greatest teacher.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. That's a good little tidbit because I know people, and it's not, it's always the thought that counts. But when you are, if you are spending money, even if it's at the dollar store or whatever you're doing, to get the little apple with the worm knickknack is not, now elementary school teachers, they may have a little shelf that of course that's their thing and they collect, weird looking duckies or and then it's a whole fun situation. Yeah. But I think you're right. Just kind of more stuff that, as I think of as like consumables,
right?
Better,
yeah.
Like stuff that they're going to use, even mugs and stuff. It's like,
Well, because, look, yeah, yeah.
That's a lot.
Yeah, you gather a lot of mugs. Mm-hmm. But even, I lost my thought.
Oh, imagine that.
For mugs. I know. No, oh, but teachers, I think typically, even when we try not to be, we can be a little hoardery because we've got all this stuff. Or it appears, mm-hmm. I mean, you've got, you know, elementary school has a million crayons, or you mm-hmm. have, you mm-hmm. know, and you've got to have boxes of all this stuff, and somebody's going to need paper. You really don't throw anything away because you're going to need it at mm-hmm. some point.
Mm-hmm.
And until you don't.
But do you need that hand-painted frog figurine with a A-plus teacher on it? No, you probably don't need that.
I might like that, you know.
You don't need that. That's so awful. We don't mean to be.
But all of that, no, because all of that said, just honestly for somebody to think of you or, hey, I saw that. I mean, even if they brought me a, you know, greatest teacher in the world, it would mean a lot to me mm-hmm. just because it does.
Of course it does.
You know.
But, of course, it is the thought that counts. But I've seen a ton of stuff online. You know, there's again so much more than when our kids were growing up. We didn't know anything but a mug or a candle, I don't know, gift cards and all that kind of stuff. We kind of got with it, but or their favorite candy. You know, if you know their favorite treat or something like that, you know, something that they can use, even if you
just walk in one day. I mean, that's not like the first day of school. That's not Christmas. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you just come in one day and say, hey, we've been in school a couple months and I figure you may need a little break.
Mm.
You know, that's a huge thing.
Maybe like for your family, maybe you don't do like, you don't do it at the beginning of school or even at Christmas. Maybe mm-hmm. you do it at like fall break or right before Thanksgiving, you kind of do a little tiny, you know, treat or at Easter, you know, whenever it is that you want to just go, hey, you know, something kind of fun that they could enjoy mid semester. You're right. It's always a good time to give a teacher a treat.
It is. That's right.
I love treats. Right.
But listen, people have been so good, and our church is around, and I mean, there just have been a lot of people. Like at the very beginning, when we're doing in service and things, you know, a church will send big baskets of snacks,
or they'll send
some school supplies, or they'll send breakfast at the National Guard has bought us breakfast. The Ayers Foundation, just different. We've had just different food from, you know, random places show up, and it's really very cool.
And that's definitely like a huge advantage of being the only high school, kind of being the county. The whole county can kind of, all those little businesses or all those places can kind of have one place to show, you know, their appreciation for the teachers, whereas it's scattered, you know, up here, but you could still do that for your school district. It gets a little big and a little crazy, but, you know, maybe those ideas are definitely smaller schools. I mean, there's a bazillion smaller schools here, but that's kind of cool to have local groups and businesses just sort of that first week chime in and throw some pizza your way or something.
Yep.
Well, good. Good, good, good. And how are your people? How's your family? What's going on? Is everyone good?
Everybody's good.
John Garrett
good.
Back? Yeah. Is he back at school or is he still home?
No. He's still home. He'll be home. I think he's leaving Thursday.
Okay.
And Caleb's coming home for the weekend.
Oh, good.
It's just a rotating door.
It's just a rotate. You never know when they're coming and a going.
So, yeah. Everybody's good. Just doing the same old stuff. So.
Good. Well, this morning I woke. I've been sleeping in. I don't know what's going on. I used to not be able to. I didn't get up early, but I couldn't sleep in. But now that's shifting, and I wake up just a lot during the night. My brain just wakes up and is like, "Hey, what about this? What about that?" And I'm like, "I don't know. Could we talk about it in the morning? Can we think about that?" I know, I'm serious. It's I'm heading that way soon. But anyway, so the thing is, I have been able to kind of go back to sleep in the morning and not get up till 8 or 9, which is kind of crazy. But so I've just been going with it. I'm like, okay, well, today I get up and I did not want to get up. And I did. And it's dark. It's rainy today, actually, which is kind of nice. We need it and all that. But I was sitting in my chair drinking my coffee and My plan was to paint. So I'm painting the upstairs, the boys' bedrooms now that Hudson is gone. It's like time for a total, now's the time. Like it was crazy. Clean that out. I haven't gotten into the closet yet, but the room, you know, I'm just like, it's time to move all the furniture that's left into the middle and clean all the walls and clean the, anyway. So I'm painting them in new colors and they're going to be so pretty. And I'm going to make them into really nice, like guest rooms still for the boys to come back, but like kind of more beds and more, anyway, I got a whole plan up here in my head. But I was like, and so my plan today was to paint. I'd already cut in the big room. I'd finished the little room. I've already finished that. And then the big room, I'd already cut in all the edges yesterday or over the weekend. Not yesterday, but I was just like, I was going to paint it today and then do the podcast, you know. And I was just sitting there going, I don't, maybe I won't do that. Maybe I'll just fold laundry and just kind of catch up on some cleaning around here and just sort of take it easy. Since I'd slept in. And then Thursday Holly came and talked to Monday Holly and was like, hey, this is Thursday Holly. And she's going to be real happy if you have this done instead of pushing it off to Thursday when you want to start, when you've got other things that need to get done.
Thursday and it's getting, Holly is pushy.
Thursday Holly is a bit of a bee. But she did. She talked to Monday Holly and she got her up and going. So I'm very, and I'll have you, I'm done. I right before about 15 minutes before we came on here, I finished two coats on that.
So what, all right, what color did you paint?
It is a gorgeous, dark, like peacock teal.
Okay. I mean, that's pretty, you know, it occurred to me because now I have an empty bedroom, right?
Oh, yeah, well, girl.
I have to clean it out.
You have to clean them out, the clean out.
On my list, yeah. And so far it's not happened.
Yeah,
but, but I sat there and I, you know, and I'm kind of going around, what can I do? And I realized I don't have to paint it a boy color.
You don't. You can do whatever you want.
I can do whatever I want.
I know.
It's my house and it's now my room.
I
don't have to paint it a boy color.
No.
That was very freeing.
Wasn't that exciting?
Also, it kind of shut my brain down a minute.
Your brain went.
It did. I mean, it's like wired out. I don't know.
I don't know
what's going on.
No, that's exactly right. I you know, I didn't really know. I knew I was going to paint.
Yeah.
Because again, it's just the time. And especially poor Hudson's creativity has gotten those walls into a situation in his room. So anyway, you know, it's time and I'm tired of the tan or the whatever. So,
yeah.
And again, like you, I'm like, I have a vision. I know what I didn't know exactly what color I wanted to do, but I was like, now's the time. And I want it done by the wedding. Of course, everything, you know,
right.
Just because I need I'm going to put some furniture back in because the boys will stay there. I mean, it's not to turn it into like a, you know, non-bedroom. They're going to be guest rooms or bedrooms. But so I didn't really know what color. Excuse me. And so I kind of made the decision quickly, but I kind of focused in. I was like, yeah, that big room. So there's a bigger room that used to be our bedroom anyway. And you go through it. On the other side of it is a smaller bedroom that's been like, the eaves were, when we added on, we finished out the eaves and it makes a nice little bedroom, really cozy little bedroom back there. And, so I wasn't sure, but then I was like, oh, you know, I really love, I've been kind of into the dark mode and I'm like, is it going to be too dark? But the rooms are real, the walls curve up, you know, they're built into the dormer. It's very like cozy feeling up there. So I was like, no, I'm going to do what I like. So I really liked a dark kind of, and the thing is, here's the thing with paint. I will give you all, if you want, here's a tip. Look at me. I'm going to give you a tip.
So proud.
Thank you. So paint colors are funny and you don't be afraid, like do what you want to do, but know that, it'll always look darker when you get it on the walls. Okay. So like if you want a dark color, that's great. And I'm all about that. You all, my living room is black, like, but it's a certain kind of black. I will be honest. There's a million different kinds of blacks. And don't you know, I had some samples and tried some different blacks. Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. And just, you know, so you think, oh, I want a really dark color. And you see these little sample cards, you know, and you're like, oh, this is so pretty. And then that, but all over the room, that's going to be darker than what it feels right. like on the card.
On the card. Mm-hmm.
So, and depending on your room, depending on your window situation, your light. And up there, there's not a lot. There's a little bank of little tall little or skinny little windows, that awning windows that open up. And that's really all in that bedroom. And then there's one window at the end of the other bedroom. So they are very low light. They're very cozy. So I'm just like, I'm going to embrace the cozy. We'll have lots of lamps. That's the thing. Lighting is super, super, super important. Like that's probably the, once you get your paint color and you know what you're doing, you got to think about lighting. Cause you know, if you turn on that one little light in the ceiling, that's not, you know, that's not going to do it. So that would be with paint. You have to really know that even if you want something dark, you're going to probably go several shades. I mean, the color that I really liked, I went and I got sample paints. Then you get the little jar of sample paints from the paint store. You pay your, it's ridiculous now. It's like $6 mm-hmm. for a little jar of sample paint. But it's totally worth it. So you've picked out your cards. You see what you think you want. Go get your little sample things. Put big swatches on the wall. Don't be like one little, you know, that's why even pinning those cards up, it's not enough. It's not enough. It's not big enough. So go ahead and invest, in the samples and do a nice big swatch. Do two coats of it. And do it in a couple. I even do it in a couple spots of the room, a brighter spot and a darker spot. Because again, your room is going to have dark corners, bright corner, you know, all the things. Mm-hmm. So you've got the paint, put your samples, things up. Then you can stick your little thing next to it so you remember what it is or what the color is or whatever. And then live with it for a day. So I did that. I did like four or five. I probably did five in the one room, in the big room. And then I probably did four or five in the other room too. Because I just couldn't tell. It's a lighter blue in the other room, but it's still pretty kind of an aqua, kind of a deep aqua. Mm-hmm. Turned out a little darker than I kind of had thought, but with the other color, it's going to look really good. So you're going through the darker room and then into that lighter room at the end. I wanted the darker room to be first and then the further room to be a little bit brighter. But yeah, get your paint samples, do it, and then live with it for a couple of days. Go up there at night and look at them, you know, turn the light, you know, and just really, then you'll be able to really pretty quickly rule some out. Like I did that real dark one and it was such a gorgeous color and I knew it was going to be too dark, but I was like, let me just play with it. And yeah, it's just really, really, really dark. And I wanted to see more of a teal kind of color. So that is your tip for today that I didn't know I was given.
Well, see, those are good tips.
It's really, that probably a is good a good, tip. Yeah, it really is. Cause you know, painting takes time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not super expensive, but it's not cheap, but you know, time wise, and you give yourself, definitely do the paint samples, and live with it for a couple of days, go up and look at it mm-hmm. in different light. And then you'll start to see, you'll go, oh, I like this one. Or, oh, this is way pinker than I thought it was. Like you'd be surprised. The lighter colors can get weird with, like, all of a sudden you're like, well, I didn't think this was pink. And you're like, well, it kind of is, you know, I thought it was cream and it's not. Yeah. So that would be, definitely, Donna, that's your tip for today. Since I know it's you. Why am I angry at her? I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not. Where? Yeah. So you're going to get to, that's exciting. You're going to get to kind of, and then, you know, it just depends. Mm-hmm. Like I knew I wanted a bolder, I've got some dark, wood, like we're going to move Avery's bed into there. So that beautiful wood against that deep teal. Right.
Yeah.
Chef kiss. And then I wanted two twin beds in the far room, in Thatcher's room, on either side of the window, I wanted like actual bedsteads because, of course, we never had that up there. It's just been a mattress and a thing on a bed rack, you know, we didn't ever
right,
do.
Yeah.
And I got Joni the other day at one of the secondhand stores here in town. They showed this picture on their Instagram of these two matching twin wood, just wood spindle bed, you know, those spindle turned. Yes. A foot thing and a head thing. They were $35 each.
Okay, you need to find a deal for me on a bed for Caleb's room.
Okay, it just came to me, and I went over there. I hopped in my convertible, and then I thought, "Oh crap! I don't know if I can get. How am I going to get these? I'm going to have to strap them in with the roof down." Uh-huh. I ended up sending Tim the next day to go pick them up. I'm like, "Can we just pick them up tomorrow?" But polish them or just clean them with the orange wood oil. They are set up on either side against that blue, and they are so cute. It's like my little campy bunkhouse in there.
Oh,
I know. Aww.
Well, Caleb, and that's what I think Caleb's is. Of course, he's got he had the cream and the dadgummit, the camo. He had the camo room, I can take the camo curtains down. But he's got enough light in there that I could go dark in there.
Yeah, whatever you.
It's a huge room.
Yeah, it is a big room. Yeah,
it's a huge room, and it's well lit. I mean, it's got that window. All right.
Which is really fun because then you get to do like I'm going to do in Hudson's room. It's because it's big, lower ceilings, but it's a good amount of space. But there'll be a bed, Avery's full size bed, and then there'll be. I think I'll keep a twin bed in there as like a day bed couch, but there's room for a settee, a couch, a little area. Like you can make all kinds of areas up in that room, and have it not just be like one bed. But yeah, go on. And the other thing that you should do, or you can do that again, is before you start thinking, especially if you don't know what you want to do, we don't always know. We don't always have an idea what we want to do in a certain room, is that you do start a Pinterest board on Pinterest. If you're not on Pinterest, go get on there. It's free and all that. And create a board for ideas and pictures and just start browsing. You can search. You can search bedroom design. You can be really generic. Like it doesn't have to be any certain style, because you may not know, it's hard to know what you like sometimes, and start collecting pictures and just pin whatever you like onto that board. And you don't have to think about like, oh, I don't love everything, just the vibe that you like. You'll be like, ooh, I like this. Ooh, for that room, and just pin and go down the rabbit hole. And then you do that for a little while. You get a few, get a good amount of pins, and it could be furniture you like. It could be a paint color. It could be anything about the room. So it doesn't have to be like the whole room. But then you go back and look at it after you've gotten quite a few, maybe like 50, 25, 50, pins on there.
Yeah.
You can go back and look at it, and then you'll be like, you'll start to see a trend of what you like. Okay. And you'll be like, oh, look at that. I really like lighter color, right? Oh, I'm really loving cool colors on things. Oh, everything is warm and deep and red. And you'll start to see commonalities of certain kinds of furniture. Oh, I like this really rustic. Oh, I like, more clean line, modern, you'll start to kind of piece it together. And then that will be very, very helpful for you. And then you get your
problem is I like so many things. Like I like that cottagey look, but then I also like that deep camp look.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's very pretty lit up. Oh, that's a very cozy dark, mm-hmm. I mean, same. I like the Italian, whatever that is. Mm-hmm. I like. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So,
and that's where different rooms, and you also look at your house a little bit. Like I think people need to look at their house just a little bit. Not that you can't do whatever, you can do whatever you want to do, honestly. But you kind of want to get a little bit of a feel of your house, but that's where different rooms can be different feel, right. You know, like yeah. they said, I'm going to kind of do, I think I'm going to even kind of do, and there's not a lot of wall space in Thatcher's in the little alcove room there. Cause the ceilings are slanted down, you know, there's knee walls and then the ceiling slants, but, with those two matching beds, and then I'm going to get definitely, a chair right now. I've got a wooden rocking chair, make a little reading nook, some nicer. And then I'm going to put some national park. I've got national park pictures in Smoky Mountain, like graphic, you know, poster, like, you know, framed a little. I'm going to kind of national park campy travel, you know, not in an overabundant way, but just kind of have some of that. And I'm like, oh, that would be really fun up in that right. little
yeah.
room and focus that. And then the other room is going to be a little more, I don't know how to describe it, but deeper, moodier, you know, but they go together. They, you know, they kind of go together. So you can just pick. Yeah. Pick whichever, with what you feel like doing. And then just go, okay, that's what I'm going to do. So we're painting. I don't know how we got off in a hole, but I gave you all lots of tips there. So
that's right.
I want,
and they were very good. Very good, good tips.
So. Good. Good. Most of all, just have fun and make,
I'm
it,
kind
make
of
it work.
Somewhat motivated to good. Get in Caleb's room.
I know. Kind of.
Somewhat, a little.
I know. I hear you. And like you say, I have the time and I know I had to get on it early because I know things are going to, you know.
Snowball on you.
Yeah, yeah. Things are getting really busy and wedding plans are going great. And we're cranking out stuff for that. But yeah, and the booth is going to really ramp up and you know, summer gets a little bit slow, but I've got a bunch of stuff I need to do for my vintage booth things. And so I'm like, I got to get this painted and then I can get furniture just in it as I can. You know, the first thing is you got to get the paint and all that. So once that's done, then I can kind of just, as long as their beds are in there and made and ready for the wet, you know, when the boys come back for the wedding, that's really, as long as they have somewhere to sleep, that's pretty good. So
that's right.
Big goals. Anyway. Yeah. Well, I don't know what else to chat about. It's cloudy and I'm awake and it's a miracle, but
we need some rain here. Okay. We're old woman yet. How's the weather? My joints hurt. What kind of medicine are you in? I know.
I will say, okay, here's a little off topic, but, and it's not, it is what it is. And we can put all what we think about these people as individuals kind of aside, but I will say it gave me great delight seeing Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart in their little equestrian outfits. Did you see this?
I did not see
those two fools. No. First of all, they're just, I know, listen, they became friends. They were both in jail. Like I get it. He's probably done someone in. I am not, please don't deep dive and be like, Holly. Okay. Talk about making a comeback, of a turnaround of a career. That you got to give him that. He's done that. But so, you know, Snoop Dogg's at the Olympics and he is funny. He just is. He's a funny
fellow.
He is
funny. Yeah,
he's hilarious. But he apparently is afraid of horses. He has a fear of horses. And so when he was going to go over to the equestrian events over for the Olympics at Versailles, which that's lovely that they had those at Versailles. I'm going to give him that. Mm-hmm. He invited his good friend Martha Stewart to come with him because he was a little bit scared and they both had their outfit. He was in a full blown equestrian riding.
That is hilarious.
The tails, the helmet, the white pants, the tall boots. And they're both in these same outfits riding in the back of this golf cart. And he's out talking to the horses and kind of dancing and trying to feed a carrot. And then they were on commentating and she's explaining to him dressage and all that. And it's just, It just made me happy. Okay. It made me laugh. So who would have known?
I missed that. No, I missed.
You'll have to go on YouTube and
okay.
Yeah. You'll have to YouTube that up a little bit. Cause I'm telling you, it's just, you know, it's such an unlikely pair that, have gotten to be apparently good friends. So there you
kinda
go.
Like us.
Which one am I?
The queen for your Snoop Dogg.
Oh,
no, I kind of want to be Snoop Dogg. You're kind of Martha Stewart.
I don't know.
Martha Stewart.
I don't know.
I'm Snoop Dogg. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, sort of, I guess. I don't know. All right. Well, what else? I don't really have anything else. So if you want to get into your recipe,
okay.
I don't see why we should.
just drag it on out for all these people.
I don't see why we should. I got to get back to finishing painting. I'm covered in paint. So,
Well, my recipe, gosh, I didn't even think about it being 100. I would have, you know, but
We would have.
Here's where we are. So it's the beginning of school, right? And so everybody's busy. You need those quick weeknight meals. So there is nothing gourmet about this whatsoever. This is not difficult. This is not anything. But when JB was in elementary school, this was his favorite meal ever.
Oh.
And I think it's an old Pillsbury recipe, actually. But you take little round, like, biscuit dough, whether it's your little frozen Mary B's or you make it your own, or the Pillsbury, you know, little biscuits.
Okay, you, biscuit though, not the crescent biscuit. Wool stuff.
No,
the
no, no. Okay. Biscuit dough. You want biscuit dough. And you're going to press it into a muffin tin, to a muffin cup. Okay. And you will take ground beef, brown your ground beef, and drain your grease off of that, and add 1/4 cup of mustard, 1/4 cup of ketchup, 1/2 cup of barbecue sauce, and 2 tablespoons of brown sugar. Mix that up. And then you're going to spoon that into all your little muffin cups.
With the ground beef. That's all mixed in.
The ground beef. That's all mixed in your ground beef.
Okay.
Yeah. And you put that, and then you sprinkle cheddar cheese over the top of it, and you bake it for at 350 for about 20 to 30 minutes. So, and it's
quick. I can see why that was his
favorite.
Yes.
It's weeknight supper.
Like it's like a little sloppy Joe.
It's a little sloppy Joe in a biscuit cup.
Yeah, in a little biscuit sloppy Joe. And that's a great one. I've never heard of that one before. Is that what we're calling it? So what is it called?
It's called a Barbie cup.
A Barbie cup? Yes, I don't like that B-A-R. At all. I do not like that.
That's what it's called. It's a Barbie cup. I like barbecue, but Barbie cup.
I don't want that.
Well, that's what it's
called. I like the sloppy Joe. We got to call it something better than that. All right. It's a Barbie cup. Ugh.
Sloppy biscuit.
No, like just a,
how about a sloppy JB?
Oh, I like that.
Okay. We can do it.
Sloppy JB.
Sloppy JB.
Okay. That's good.
Anyway. Yeah. I mean, like just for those quick weeknight suppers. I mean, you can throw some corn on the cob with it. You can do some, you know, broccoli, whatever kind of vegetable, do a salad, whatever.
Cut up an apple. But, I mean, whatever you got, just right. That's a good one. Yeah. They would love that. Okay. My kids would have loved that too. Except for Hudson when he was in his yogurt and cracker phase, which that's all he would eat. All right. I'm writing it down as sloppy JB. I don't know why.
Sloppy JB. There you go.
I was going to ask you something and now I don't remember what. It doesn't matter. Okay.
And you could add onion to it. I was thinking
onion. Yeah. You could put onion.
Yeah. Mine were picky. My boys were picky when they were little. So I didn't. But
you could saute onion and then put your beef in with it and get that all and you have like an oniony thing. But yeah, if they're picky.
You could even put corn in it. Really?
Corn?
I mean, corn. When did I eat corn?
When did I eat corn? It never stopped, you guys. It's never stopping.
Never. No.
You could. You could even layer it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do a little beef and then do a little corn and then your little cheese. And then it's like a little Mexican. It's a Mexican sloppy JB.
You could easily turn that into a Mexican dish.
You could.
You know, instead of all those seasonings, put taco mix.
Just make your taco meat. Yeah. Oh, yeah. If you have, if you want a little taco meat, you just do that.
That's right. And then put whatever you like in your tacos.
Yeah.
And then once it comes out of the oven, I mean, you could even top it with like cheese and
lettuce. You could even put a little lettuce and tomato. You could chop those up in bowls. Right. And then the kids could put their own little things on there.
Yeah.
Look at us. Just geniuses. Okay.
And it's your top three.
Top three.
I know. I'm aware. It's a little rough this week. I'm not going to lie.
I had to go back and look to make sure it wasn't mine.
I know. I liked the gleam in your eye there. That was really...
Okay.
Whose idea was it to do this? But I think people like it. I think it's good. Okay. For my top three, the first thing I have is it's a seasoning blend from Trader Joe's. And it's their Green Goddess Seasoning Blend. This little jar right here. And I don't, I guess you can order. I don't know if you can order.
I've never ordered Trader Joe's online, so I don't know.
I don't know either. But Amazon has it.
Yeah. So what's in it?
It's, oh my gosh. I brought it in here so I could read that. Put my glasses on it. So it's Green Goddess, and it has dried minced onion, salt, granulated garlic, ground black pepper, dried chives, dried green onions, spinach powder, lemon oil, dried parsley, and safflower oil. And it is so good.
Delicious.
It's like green, because I love Green Goddess dressing, but that whatever it is, it's like garlicky and green. And I mean, and it has a recipe on the side for Green Goddess dressing you can make with it. I've been putting this on everything. I've been putting it, like, I'll cut up an avocado and put my cottage cheese on that and just sprinkle it all with this. Yeah. And it's like, it's very flavorful. Because the garlic, it's like granulated garlic, but you've got salty. It is so good. I am thrilled. I went there the other day for something. I don't go there very often. I would go more. I love Trader Joe's. I actually love it because it's small. I don't like a huge grocery store. They just they're just too much. I don't need that much stuff. but we just don't have one close to us. And then when the parking situations at the ones here in St. Louis are like, it's a little bit of a madhouse. So you kind of have to hit it at the right time. So now that I'm shopping less, maybe just for Tim and I can go there more. But anyway, I was there for something and I just saw a few of the little seasoning blends. And another one I got is like a lime, cilantro lime something. I haven't tried that yet. And I'm like, coriander lime or something. I'm like, oh, that sounds good. And I saw this Green Goddess and it is all good. Okay. That's number one. Number two is the body butter that I got from that little store in Savannah, the Soap Factory Savannah. I have been using, so when I was there with Joni, we went in that little shop and it had tons of stuff, tons of different scents and different things. I ended up getting two of the small body butter, whipped body butter, and I got the scents. I got Bum Bum and Baja Cactus. I think the Bum Bum is going to smell like there's a really popular cream called the Bum Bum cream by like Soleil Dejeuner or something. It's like a popular scent. So I think that's what this is like a dupe of in the scent. Anyway, they had a million different scents. I like them both. The Baja Cactus I got, but I'll tell you what, did you get a body butter from them?
I did not.
You're going to need to go get one.
Well, I have heard a lot of people here talk about how awesome that it is.
The ingredients. Oh man, it smells good. I mean, the ingredients in it, it goes on your skin. I use it after a shower. I don't use it too much just without that, because there's something about, it's always best when you moisturize after the shower, and especially with something like this. This is very full of oils. So it's got shea butter. This is in order. Shea butter, mango butter, coconut oil, jojoba oil, arrowroot powder, rosehip oil, vitamin C, and then vitamin E. And then fragrance. So, I mean, those ingredients are like all the good oil. Like it goes on. It is an oil and it stays on your skin. I'll do my arms and my shoulders and stuff like that. And like you get a nice little glistening glow. And it's rich. Like you use a little bit and it spreads into a really nice oil, the fragrance, and it stays on your skin. This in the winter is going to be, I'm going to have to get some like fall, kind of more fall scents. How am I going to do that? I'm going to have to come down.
You're going to have to come.
I know. But I was really impressed, to be honest. I'm kind of hard. I'm kind of picky about stuff like this, but it's very, very nice. So I don't know if they have online. They might ship.
Oh, I will look. I'll go see.
Yeah. We'll definitely link it, but they might ship. This would be an easy, you know, thing to ship, but I just had to give it a shout out because I am really, really enjoying it. And then the last thing was just something Tim and I did yesterday. We went over to just a little local spot, the Annex. It's a kind of little coffee and kind of a little deli in Webster Groves over there. And I saw a thing that they were having live music from like 11 to 2 on Sundays. And it was this lovely, it was a beautiful day. First of all, our weather has turned beautiful. It's been such a relief. It's been amazing. Mm-hmm. And it was this wonderful duet to guitar, acoustic guitar, like playing Spanish guitar and, you know, kind of Italian and Spanish guitar, just an older guy and a younger guy. And it was really delightful. So if you're in St. Louis, you know, well, I shouldn't tell people because I need a table. So never mind. Nothing going on. But it was so nice because we just, you know, Sundays, it's just nice to have something to kind of do. We just went and got coffees and, you know, sat and listened on the porch. And it was just nice. I love little things like that are easy. And there's a ton of that in St. Louis. There's a lot of those kinds of things. So
yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it is nice. So that's my top three. Go smear some butter on you. Go
green. Slather it up.
Get your seasonings. Man, I'm telling you, I love this seasoning so much. I don't think I can ever be without it.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say about that. That's it. That's all I got, guys. I got paint all over me. You know, but it's all good. Hey, I need the link to that dress. Did you post that gray dress of yours? I'm into big gray.
I did.
I like V-necks, but I think I might like yours is like a crew neck, right?
It is. It's a crew neck.
Is it tight one or is it a loose one?
Gray. It doesn't hang on. Yeah, it doesn't hang. What do you mean, the dress or the neck?
No, the neckline. Like, is it kind of loose?
I mean, it's not tight.
Okay.
But it doesn't hang. You know, it doesn't hang.
Yeah. Was that one of your top three?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I can tell you, I mean, real quick, just go to Amazon. You can even get it from the Hanes store. Is a Hanes t-shirt dress.
Hanes t-shirt dress. Okay.
Yeah.
Because I'm in need of, I just ordered a couple of these, just exactly that. I'm like, it's just a t-shirt. Long, I want it like loose and comfy. I need a couple.
Yeah.
And I remember you had that one, but then I found this one had like a V-neck and anyway, Hanes t-shirt dress. All right. Everyone needed to know that. Needed to know what Holly's going to buy. Okay. Well, guys, thank you so very, very much for being here on our 100th episode. You are you just make this happen. We do this for you. Okay, I couldn't get through it. We are seriously glad. We love hearing from you guys too. When we hear stuff from you guys, that you're listening or different people that I find out are listening, I get a little like, oh no, like humiliated and scared. And then I get happy. It's good.
Yeah, except for Dr. Brilliant.
He will not be named. We're not even saying his name anymore.
He will not be named.
He will not be named.
He can keep his opinions to himself.
I'm being bullied. Okay. Lady. Hope all everybody right. has a fantastic week. We will be back next week with more, you know, who knows? You might hear more about my painting. You might hear more about ServSafe from Joni and what's going on with that.
Next week you are going to hear something because we're going to start blowing up some stoves next week.
Oh, that's a good one.
And by blowing up, I mean blowing up. Okay.
It's going to be
all
fire.
I'm going to say about that.
The cute firemen are coming. Oh, this is exciting. Okay. Thanks you guys so much. And we will talk to you next time. See you, cornbread.
See you, corn dip. Snail face. Is this our 100th episode?
It is. Can you believe it?
This should be like a stellar episode. And I'm thinking,
it's going to be the worst.
Oh, am I going to get through the afternoon here?
I know. I thought the same thing. I'm like, wait, this is 100. We should like do something or plan
broadcast
something.
Broadcast from Europe. We were going to broadcast from Europe.
We were, right. We didn't do it. Yeah, gummit. Well, we need more sponsors. That's what we need.
That's right.
We can't get nowhere yet. Come on. We know Cracker Barrel. We're coming for you.
That's right.